The readings of the day of Tuesday of the Holy Bascha week, may its blessings be with us all. Amen. The readings of the first hour. From the book of Exodus. Now in the third month after the children of Israel departed from the land of Egypt, on the same day they came into the Sinai desert. For they departed from Rephidim, came into the Sinai desert, and camped in the desert. So Israel camped there before the mountain. Then Moses went up to the mountain of God, and God called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be a special people to me above all nations, for all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a royal priesthood and a holy nation. These are the words you shall speak to the children of Israel. So Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before them all these words the Lord commanded him. Then all the people answered with one accord and said, Everything the Lord said we will do and hearken to. So Moses reported these words to God. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Job. Indeed, I know pleading is out of my reach, for his hand is heavy upon my groaning. Who then would know that I might find him, and might bring this matter to an end? I would state my case before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. Would that I knew the words he would answer me, and could understand what he would tell me. Though he would come on me in his great strength, he would not use the occasion to threaten me. For truth and rebuke are from him, and he would bring my judgment to an end. Though I should proceed to this important end until I no longer exist, still what would I know about the last things? When he worked on the left hand, I could not understand it. His right hand will encompass me, but I will not see it. For he knows my way already, and he has weighed me as gold. I will go forth in his commandments, for I have kept his ways and will not turn aside. I will not disregard his commandments, but I have hidden his words in my bosom. If he too has thus judged, who is he that has opposed him? Whatever he has willed, that he has done. Therefore I pursue him zealously, and when I was instructed, I thought of him. Therefore let me be serious before his face. I will consider and be afraid of him. For the Lord softened my heart, and the Almighty has alarmed me. For I did not know darkness would come upon me, but thick darkness covered my face. Why have the time escaped the Lord's notice? Why have the ungodly stepped over the boundary, snatching away the flock with the shepherd? They have led away the donkey of the orphans, and have taken the widow's ox as a pledge. They have turned aside the weak from the right way. The gentle of the land have hidden themselves together. They departed like donkeys in the field. Contrary to me, they went forth to their own pursuits. Their bread was sweet to their little ones. For they harvested a field that was not their own before the time, and the weak worked the vineyard of the ungodly without pay or food. They caused many naked to sleep without clothing, and they took away the covering of their life. They are wet with the showers of the mountains, and have huddled around the rock for want of shelter. They have snatched the orphan from the breast and have humiliated the banished. They have unjustly caused them to sleep without clothing, and they have taken away the morsel from the hungry. They have wrongfully laid snares in narrow places, and have not known the way of righteousness. They have cast the weak out of the city, and their own houses, and the soul of the infants sighed greatly. Why then has he not visited them? They are ones on the earth who do not know the Lord, and they do not understand the way of righteousness, nor do they walk in his paths. But he knows their works and delivered them into darkness, and one shall be like a thief in the night. For the eye of the adulterer watches for the darkness, saying, No eye will perceive me, and he puts a covering on his face. In the dark he breaks into houses, in the daytime they seal themselves up. They do not know the light, for in due time the shadow of death will be the same to them, because they shall know the troubles of the shadow of death. He is swift on the face of the waters. May his portion be cursed on earth. May their plants wither on earth, for they have taken away from the orphans even the smallest of portions. Then his sin is recalled to memory, and he vanishes like a mist of dew. But when he has done, may it be recompensed to him, and may every wrongdoer be crushed like a rotten wood. For he has not treated the barren woman well, and showed no mercy to the feeble woman. In his anger he overturns the weak. Therefore, when he rises up, no one believes his own life is safe. When he falls sick, let him not hope to recover, but let him perish by disease. For his exaltation mistreated many, but he has withered as mallows in the heat, or as an ear of corn falling on its own from the stalk. If it is not so, who says I speak falsely and will make my speech worth nothing? Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Hosea. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord has a judgment for the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Cursing and lying, murder and theft and adultery gushed forth in the land, and blood is mingled with blood. Therefore the land shall mourn and be diminished with all the things that dwell in it. The wild beasts of the field, the reptiles of the earth, and the birds of the sky, and the fish of the sea shall come to an end, that neither may anyone judge nor analyze another, but my people are as a priest who is spoken against. Thus you shall be weak by day, and the prophet shall be weak with you. I have compared your mother to the night. My people are like as those who have no knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being a priest to me. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. According to their multitude, so they sinned against me. I will turn their glory into dishonor. They will eat the sins of my people and take away their lives because of their wrongdoings. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Holy Father, Avashanuda the Archimandrite. Let me inform you about two matters. Those for whom the heavens rejoice because they repented their sin on earth will not suffer sadness or pain in the place they are destined to inherit. As for those whom heavens did not rejoice for because they did not atone their sins and did not repent their iniquities on earth, they will find neither joy nor comfort in that place. Because those who revel in pleasures and delights will enjoy neither happiness nor comfort in heavens. Have not you heard his saying, "Blessed are those who mourn, because they shall be comforted"? Also those who do not rejoice on earth shall rejoice in heavens, or have not you read, "Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall weep and mourn"? Isn't this the time when the meek is vested with power? And he who is not strong will say, "I am strong," when he yields his heart to the written word. As the prophet says, many are those whose repeated adultery has weakened their bodies, and they shall be weakened at heart as well. As the book says about those, they will be devastated by their own profanity. As for those who struggle with courage, it was said about them, hasten and straighten yourself to be a companion of God, undisgraced worker who preaches the word of truth. We conclude the homily of our Holy Father, Avashanuda the Archimandrite.
A Psalm of David. O Lord, deliver my soul from unjust lips and from a deceitful tongue. With those who hate peace I was peaceful. When I spoke to them, they made war against me without cause. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Then Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and will die in your sin. Where I go you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself, because he says, where I go you cannot come? And he said to them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Then they said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I heard from him. They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the third hour. From the book of Deuteronomy. Watch yourself, that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, judgments, and ordinances I command you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your cattle and sheep multiply, and your silver and gold are multiplied, and all you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, who led you through that great and fearful desert, with its biting serpent and scorpion and thirst, where there was no water, who brought a spring of water for you out of the sharp-edged rock, who fed you in the desert with manna your fathers did not know, that he might deal harshly with you and might test you, to do you good in the end of your days. Then do not say in your heart, my strength and the might of my hand gained me this great power. Then you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you strength, that you may gain power, and he may establish his covenant the Lord swore to your fathers as it is today. Thus it shall be, if you forget the Lord your God and follow after different gods and serve and worship them, I testify against you today, you shall surely perish. As the remaining nations the Lord destroys before your face, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A reading from the Wisdom of Sirach. My son, if you draw near to serve the Lord, prepare your soul for temptation. Set your heart right and be steadfast, and do not strive anxiously in distress. Cleave to him and do not fall away, that you may be honored at the end of your life. Accept whatever is brought upon you, and in exchange for your humiliation be patient, because gold is tested in fire and acceptable men in the furnace of abasement. Believe in him, and he will help you. Make your way straight and hope in him. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy, and do not turn aside, lest you fall. You who fear the Lord, believe in him, and your reward will not fail. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things and for everlasting gladness and mercy. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Job. As God lives, who has thus judged me, and the Almighty, who has embittered my soul, verily, while my breath is yet in me, and the breath of God which remains to me is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak evil words, neither shall my soul meditate unrighteous thoughts. Far be it from me that I should justify you till I die. For I will not let go my innocence, but keeping fast to my righteousness, I will by no means let it go. For I am not conscious to myself of having done anything amiss, but on the contrary, let my enemies be as the overthrow of the ungodly, and they that rise up against me as the destruction of transgressors. For what is the hope of the ungodly, that he holds to it? Will he indeed trust in the Lord and be saved? Will God hear his prayer? Or when distress has come upon him, has he any confidence before him? Or will God hear him as he calls upon him? Yet now I will tell you what is in the hand of the Lord. I will not lie concerning the things which are with the Almighty. Behold, you all know that you are adding vanity to vanity. This is the portion of an ungodly man from the Lord, and the possession of oppressors shall come upon them from the Almighty. And if their children are many, they shall be for slaughter, and if they grow up, they shall beg. And they that survive of him shall utterly perish, and no one shall pity their widows. Even if he should gather silver as dust and prepare gold as clay, all these things shall the righteous gain, and the true-hearted shall possess his wealth. And his house is gone like moths and like a spider's web. The rich man shall lie down and shall not continue. He has opened his eyes and he is no more. Pains have come upon him as water, and darkness has carried him away by night. For there is a place for the silver where it comes, and a place for the gold where it is refined. For iron comes out of the earth, and brass is hewn out like stone. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A reading from the book of 1 Kings. And he entered there into a cave and rested there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said, what are you doing here, Elijah? And Elijah said, I have been very jealous for the Lord Almighty, because the children of Israel have forsaken you. They have dug down your altars and have slain your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it. And he said, you shall go forth tomorrow and shall stand before the Lord in the mount. Behold, the Lord will pass by. And behold, a great strong wind tore into the mountains and crushed the rock before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake there was a fire,
that the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the voice of a gentle breeze. And it came to pass, when Elijah heard, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went forth and stood in the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, What are you doing here, Elijah? And Elijah said, I have been very jealous for the Lord Almighty, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, and they have overthrown your altars, and have slain your prophets with the sword. And I alone am left, and they seek my life to take it. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life because of your word. Salvation is far from sinners, for they have not searched your ordinances. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as the hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, for I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, Do you not see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the sixth hour. From the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord, You shall say to the land of Israel, Behold, I am against you. I will draw my sword out of its sheath and destroy both the unrighteous man and the lawless man from among you. Because I will destroy both the unrighteous man and the lawless man from among you, thus my sword shall go out of its sheath against all flesh from north to south, and all flesh will know that I, the Lord, have drawn my sword out of its sheath, and it shall not return any more. As for you, son of man, groan with a breaking heart, and sigh with bitterness before their eyes. It will be, if they say to you, Why are you groaning? That you shall say, Because of the news, for it is coming. Every heart will be oppressed. All hands will be feeble. All flesh and every spirit will faint. And every thigh will be stained with urine. Behold, it is coming and will be, says the Lord and Master. Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and you will say, Thus says the Lord. Say, O sword, sword, be sharpened and furious, that you may slay victims. Be sharpened, that you may be glistening and ready for destruction. Despise and reject every tree. So he made it ready for his hand to hold. The sword is sharpened and ready to put in the hand of the slayer. Cry out and wail, son of man, for this sword is come among my people, this sword is come among all the leaders of Israel. They shall be as strangers because of the sword that is come among my people. Therefore clap your hands, because it is justified. And what if even the tribe is rejected? It shall not be, says the Lord and Master. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A reading from the Wisdom of Sirach. Watch for a proper opportunity and keep yourself from evil. And do not bring shame upon your soul. For there is a shame that brings sin, and there is a shame which is glory and grace. Do not show partiality to someone to your own harm, and do not let your respect for another cause you to fall. Do not withhold a word in time of need, for wisdom is made known by a word, and instruction by a word of the tongue. Do not speak against the truth, and do not be put to shame by your ignorance. Do not be ashamed to confess your sins, and do not exercise force against the current of a river. Do not subject yourself to a foolish man, and do not show partiality to a ruler. Fight to the death for the truth, and the Lord God will fight for you. Do not be rash with your tongue, and sluggish and neglectful in your works. Do not be like a lion in your home, and act in pretense with your servants. Do not let your hand be extended to receive, and shut when you should repay. Do not set your heart on your possessions, and do not say, I am independent. Do not follow yourself and your strength so as to walk in the desires of your heart. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. The vision which Isaiah the son of Amos saw, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, in the reign of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, who reigned over Judah. Hear, O heaven, and hearken, O earth. For the Lord has spoken, saying, I have begotten and reared up children, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's crib, but Israel does not know me, and the people have not regarded me. Alas, sinful nation, a people full of sins and evil seed, lawless children, you have forsaken the Lord and provoked the Holy One of Israel. Why should you be smitten any more, transgressing more and more? The whole head is pained and the whole heart sad. From the feet to the head there is no soundness in them, neither wound nor bruise nor festering ulcer are healed. It is not possible to apply a plaster, nor oil, nor bandages. Your land is desolate, your cities are burned with fire. Strangers devour your land in your presence, and it is made desolate, overthrown by strange nations. The daughter of Zion shall be deserted as a tent in a vineyard, and as a storehouse of fruits in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. And if the Lord of Sabaoth had not left us a seed, we would have become like Sodom and been made like Gomorrah. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. My deliverer from the rage of my enemies, because of those who rise up against me, you will exalt me. You will deliver me from the unrighteous man. He will deliver me from my strong enemies and from those who hate me. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said to him, You bear witness of yourself, your witness is not true. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I bear witness of myself, my witness is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from and where I am going. You judge according to the flesh, I judge no one. And yet if I do judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am with the Father who sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. Then they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. These words Jesus spoke in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no one laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the ninth hour. From the book of Genesis. Then the Lord God saw man's wickedness, that it was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts within his heart was only evil continually. So God was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and he thought this over. Then God said, I will blot out man whom I created from the face of the earth, from man to cattle, and from the creeping things to the birds of heaven, for I am grieved I made them. But Noah found grace in the presence of the Lord God. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a righteous man who was perfect in his generation and well-pleasing to God. So Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt before God and filled with unrighteousness. Thus the Lord God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh corrupted their way on the earth. Then God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with unrighteousness through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of square timber. You shall make the ark in compartments, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. Thus you shall make the ark, 300 cubits in length, 50 cubits in breadth, and 30 cubits in height. Now when you assemble the ark, you shall gradually finish it up to a cubit at the top, and set the door in its side. You shall make the ark with lower, second, and third stories. And behold, I am bringing a flood of water on the earth, to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Whatever is on the earth shall die, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. From every living thing of all flesh you shall bring two of every kind into the ark, and keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing on the earth after its kind, two of every kind, they will enter into the ark with you, male and female, to keep them alive. You shall also take for yourself all kinds of food to eat, and you shall gather it both for yourselves and for them. Thus Noah did according to all the Lord God commanded him, so he did. Then the Lord God said to Noah, Enter the ark, you and all your family, because I have seen you righteous before me in this generation. You shall also bring with you into the ark the clean cattle by sevens, male and female, and the unclean cattle by twos, male and female, and the clean birds of heaven by twos, male and female, to keep seed alive on the face of all the earth. For after 7 more days I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will blot out from the face of the earth every living thing I made. So Noah did all the Lord God had commanded him. Now Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came on the earth. Then Noah with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives entered the ark because of the flood waters. Also the clean and unclean birds, the clean and unclean cattle, and everything that creeps on the earth entered with Noah into the ark, two by two, male and female, as God commanded him. Then it came to pass after 7 days, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the floodgates of heaven were opened. And then it rained on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and his wife, his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives entered the ark. Also, all the wild animals after their kind, all cattle after their kind, every creeping thing moving upon the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, entered the ark with Noah, two by two, of all flesh in which is the breath of life. So those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God commanded him. Then the Lord God shut him in the ark. Now the flood was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. The waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. So the waters prevailed and greatly increased on the earth, and the ark moved about on the surface of the waters. The waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward and covered all the high mountains, and all flesh died that moves on the earth, birds and cattle, wild animals, and every creeping thing that moves on the earth, and every man. Thus all things in whose nostrils was the breath of life, and everything on dry land, died. So he blotted out all living things on the face of the earth, both man and cattle, creeping things and the birds of heaven. They were blotted out from the earth. Only Noah and those with him and the ark remained alive. Now the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. Then God remembered Noah, and whatever was with him in the ark, all the wild animals, all the cattle, all the birds, and all the creeping things. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. The fountains of the deep and the floodgates of heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters receded continually from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the waters decreased. Then the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. So it came to pass at the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark he had made. Then he sent out a raven, which kept going to and fro until the waters dried up from the earth. He also sent out from himself a dove, to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned to him in the ark. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her, and brought her to himself in the ark. Then he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent out the dove from the ark. The dove returned to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth. And Noah knew the waters had receded from the earth. So he waited yet another 7 days, and again sent out the dove. However, she did not return to him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year of Noah's life, in the 1st month, on the 1st day of the month, the waters were dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. Now in the 2nd month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. Then the Lord God spoke to Noah, saying, Go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives with you. Also bring out with you every living thing of all flesh, birds and cattle and every creeping thing that moves upon the earth, so they may abound on the earth, and increase and multiply on the earth. So Noah went out, along with his wife and his sons and their wives. Every animal, every bird, and every creeping thing that moves upon the earth, according to their kind, went out of the ark. Then Noah built an altar to God, and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird, and offered whole burnt offerings on the altar. So the Lord God smelt a sweet aroma. Then the Lord God thought it over and said, I will never again curse the earth because of man's works, although the mind of man is diligently involved with evil things from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and spring shall not cease by day or by night. Thus God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Increase and multiply, and fill the earth and have dominion over it. For the dread and fear of you shall be upon all the wild animals of the earth, all the birds of heaven, all that move upon the earth, and all the fish of the sea. I have put them under your authority. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as I did the green herbs. But you shall not eat the flesh with its lifeblood. Surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of all the wild animals I will require it, and I will require the life of man at the hand of his fellow man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. Because I made man in God's image. So then, increase and multiply, and fill the earth and have dominion over it. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Proverbs. Wisdom built her house, and she supported it with seven pillars. She offered her sacrifices, she mixed her wine in a bowl, and prepared her table. She sent her servants, inviting people to the bowl with a lofty proclamation, saying, He who is without discernment, let him turn aside to me. And to those in need of discernment she says, Come, eat my bread and drink the wine I mix for you. Forsake lack of discernment, and you shall live. Seek discernment so you may live, and keep straight your understanding with knowledge. He who chastises evil men shall receive dishonor to himself, and he who reproves the ungodly men shall be blamed himself. Do not reprove evil men so they may not hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give the opportunity to a wise man, and he will be wiser. Instruct a righteous man, and he shall continue to receive it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the counsel of saints is understanding. For to know the law is characteristic of a good mind. For in this manner you will live a long time, and the years of your life shall be increased. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. O you who bring good tidings to Zion, go into the high mountain. O you who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, Behold your God, behold, the Lord is coming with strength, and his arm is with authority. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd, and gather the lambs with his arm, and he will comfort those with young. Who measured the water in his hand, and heaven with a span, and all the earth with a handful? Who weighed the mountains in scales, and the veils in a balance? Who knows the Lord's mind, and who was his counselor? Who advises him? Or with whom does he take counsel? Who instructs him, and who teaches him judgment and shows him the way of understanding? The nations are as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as the balance of a scale, and they are counted as spittle. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor its four-footed animals sufficient for a whole burnt offering. All nations are as nothing, and are counted as nothing. To whom then will you liken the Lord, and to what likeness will you compare him? Has the workman made an image, or has the goldsmith overspread it with gold, gilding it, making a likeness of him? For the workman chooses wood that will not rot, and skillfully seeks to prepare a carved image that will not totter. Will you not know? Will you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Do you not know the foundations of the earth? It is he who possesses the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. It is he who stretches out heaven like a vault, and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He makes the rulers he establishes to rule to be as nothing. He makes the earth as nothing. Scarcely shall they be planted, scarcely shall they be sown. Scarcely shall their stalk take root in the earth, when he shall also blow on them, and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. Now then, to whom will you liken me, that I shall be exalted, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who displayed these things. He who brings forth their host by number, he who calls them all by name. From the greatness of his glory to the strength of his might, nothing escapes your notice. For why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, saying, My way is hidden from God, and my God took away my judgment and departed? So then have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the God who created the ends of the earth, neither hungers nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives strength to the hungry and sorrow to those who do not grieve. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the elect shall be without strength. But those who wait on God shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not hunger. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Daniel. I continued to watch until thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days enthroned himself. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, and its wheels a burning fire. A river of fire flowed from before him. Thousands and thousands ministered to him, and countless thousands stood before him. The court was in session, and the books were opened. Then I kept watching because of the sound of the arrogant words the horn was speaking. I watched until the beast was put to death and destroyed, and its body given to the burning flame. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, yet length of life was given them for a season and a time. I continued to observe the vision in the night, and behold, one like the Son of Man was coming with the clouds of heaven until he came to the Ancient of Days and approached him. Then dominion, honor, and the kingdom were given to him, and all peoples, tribes, and languages served him. His authority is an everlasting authority which shall not pass away, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed. My spirit within me trembled with fear, and the visions in my head troubled me. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Proverbs. You shall proclaim wisdom, that understanding may be obedient to you. For she is on lofty heights and stands in the midst of the ways. For she sits by the gates of princes and sings in the entrances, saying, You, O men, I exhort, and utter my voice to the sons of men. O you simple, understand subtlety, and you that are untaught, imbibe knowledge. Listen to me, for I will speak solemn truths and will produce right sayings from my lips. For my throat shall meditate truth, and false lips are an abomination before me. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing in them wrong or perverse. For wisdom is better than precious stones, and no valuable substance is of equal worth with it. I, wisdom, have dealt with counsel and knowledge, and I have called upon understanding. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Father, Abba Shenouda, the Archimandrite. O brethren, let's do the will of God as we have time to do the service of God. Remember that death does not delay, and we are leaving the world. Where are all the people before us? Now all of them are lying down in their tombs. Let's give fruits according to God's grace, which was given to us. We, all Christians, as human beings, should live according to Jesus Christ, the true light. He is the Master, and we are His servants. He is the Shepherd, and we are the sheep, ruled under His hand. He is born of the Father, light of light, but we are His creatures. He died for us, the sinners, and gave up His life on the cross to grant us His kingdom. The servants were not obligated to die for their master, but the master accepted the humiliation and died for his servants. As he died for them, they died with him. As he is alive, they have life. We conclude the homily of our Father, Abba Shenouda, the Archimandrite.
A Psalm of David. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, O my God. I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies laugh at me. For all who wait upon you shall not be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who act lawlessly in vain. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of a desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the 11th hour from the book of Isaiah. On every high mountain and on every high hill there will be streams in that day when many perish and the towers fall. In that day the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold when the Lord heals the wound of his people and the pain of your plague. Behold, the name of the Lord comes after a long time, a burning anger. The teaching of his lips is with glory, a revelation full of wrath, and the wrath of his anger shall devour like fire. His breath, like an overflowing stream in a valley, shall reach up to the neck and be divided, to trouble the nations for their vain error. An error shall pursue and overtake them. Must you always be glad and go into my holy places continually, as those who keep a feast? And must you always go with a flute, as those who are glad when they go into the mountain of the Lord, to the God of Israel? God will cause his glorious voice to be heard, and he will show the anger of his arm with anger and wrath and the flame of a devouring fire. He shall strike violently with thunderbolts, and his wrath shall be as water and violent hail. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Proverbs. My son, guard the laws of your father, and do not depart from the rules of your mother, but fasten them to your soul continually and wear them as a collar upon your neck. When you walk about, bring along this commandment and let it be with you, and as you sleep, let it guard you, that when you arise, it may speak to you. For For a commandment of law is a lamp and a light, and the way of life is reproof and instruction, that you may keep yourself from a married woman and from the slanderous tongue of a strong woman. Do not let the desire of beauty conquer you, neither be caught by her eyes, nor captivated by her eyelids, for the value of a prostitute is only one loaf, and such a woman hunts for the precious souls of men. Shall anyone bind fire to his bosom and his garments not burn? Or will anyone walk about on coals of fire and not burn his feet? Likewise is the one who goes into a married woman. He shall not be guiltless, nor anyone who touch her. It is not surprising if anyone who steals is caught, for he steals that he may fill his hungry soul. But if he is caught, he will repay sevenfold, and by giving all his goods, he shall deliver himself. But the adulterer, through his lack of discernment, obtains the destruction of his soul. He bears both pain and dishonor, and his disgrace will not be wiped away forever. For the anger of her husband is full of jealousy. He will not spare in the day of judgment. He will not take any ransom in exchange for his hatred, nor will he be reconciled by many gifts. My son, guard my words, and hide my commandments within yourself. My son, honor the Lord, and you shall be strong, and fear none other but him. Guard my commandments, and you will live, and my words as the pupils of your eyes, and put them around your fingers, and write them upon the breadth of your heart. Say that wisdom is your sister, and gain discernment as a friend for yourself. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Holy Father, Ava John Chrysostom. I want to remind you with what I repeatedly reiterated to you concerning our communion with the Holy Sacraments, which is of Christ. I see you in a state of extreme looseness, permissiveness, and an alarming audacity and lamentable recklessness. I weep over my condition and ask myself, do these people really know for whom do they stand? Or do these people realize the power of the sacrament? At this thought, I become angry reluctantly. If I could go away, I would have left your community out of distraughtness. If I scold one of you, he disregards my words and resents the reprimand as if I were unfair to him. I am amazed that you do not get angry at those who violate you and plunder your possessions as much as you are angry at me. I, who am keen over your salvation, I dread the thought that God's wrath may be inflicted upon you because of your disregard of this great sacrament. Do you really know who is he you want to partake of? This is the holy body of God the Word, and his blood that he offered for our salvation. Anyone who partakes in it undeservingly will suffer abominable punishment, as was the case with Judas, who betrayed God when he had communion with him without being worthy. We conclude the homily of our Holy Father, Ava John Chrysostom.
A Psalm of David. Your throne, God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. Blessed is he who understands the poor and needy. The Lord will deliver him in an evil day. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground, and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore take the talent from him, and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, that he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Glory be to God forever. Amen.